Manu Patra alerts dated the 17th of August 2017. Supreme Court has asked central government to furnish an explanation regarding investigation into the conspiracy behind making and supplying the bomb. Supreme Court has directed Delhi police to furnish details of number of flat buyers of Unitex project in Gurugram who had approached it for register in cases and total amount owed by the real estate company to them. Supreme Court has reserved its verdict on a plea of Lieutenant Colonel Srikanth Prasad Purohit, seeking interim bail in 2008 Malegaon blast case. Supreme Court has upheld a ruling of Delhi High Court that allowed Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL, a unit of GMR Group, to put airport land to commercial use for non-aeronautical purposes. Delhi High Court has expressed concern over children allegedly committing suicide while playing Blue Whale Challenge, an internet suicide game, that has been allegedly linked to deaths of several children worldwide. Supreme Court has held that an accused is entitled to statutory bail sub clause 2 of clause A of subsection 2 of section 167 of Code of Criminal Procedure if the police fail to file charge sheet within 60 days of his arrest for offence punishable with imprisonment up to 10 years. Supreme Court has appointed a panel headed by two of its former judges to examine justification for closure of 241 anti-secret cases probed by special investigation team. Supreme Court has questioned Gujarat government's decision to reinduct IPS officer N.K. Armin as superintendent of police after his retirement, observing he had serious charges against him and had spent 8 years in jail. Supreme Court has observed that words like repay, return and subject to this condition in an agreement are not commensurate with a deed of absolute sale. Bombay High Court has prohibited Maharashtra government from granting any permission allowing bullock cart racing before framing rules as envisaged in Amendment to Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act, 1960. Delhi High Court has set aside 100 rupees per kg fee fixed by Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, for excess checked-in baggage of 15-20 kg on private airlines. Delhi High Court has upheld Income Tax Department's decision to initiate reassessment proceedings against Media House and ETV for assessment years 2008-09 and 2009-10. Holding that authority had reasons to believe that some transactions of those years were bogus. Delhi High Court has asked a TV channel and the kin of Sunand Pushkar not to indulge in name-calling in connection with her death case but said there could be a possibility of some posturing from both sides. Madras High Court has observed that freedom of religion is a fundamental right which cannot be interfered with but stressed that the Supreme Court guidelines on sound system used by mosques for giving prayer calls should be followed. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that even if a newly appointed person makes declaration truthfully of having been acquitted in a criminal case, employer still has the right to consider his antecedents and cannot be compelled to appoint the person. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has clarified that a manufacturer of taxable food items is eligible to claim input tax credit on the rental amount if factory is situated in rental premises. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has clarified that 18% GST is applicable to food supplied in non-AC areas of an AC restaurant.